Good afternoon, Travel Master.
This is Bill Moyer, the Sarge there. Thank you. Let me read you what he read. I have asked Sergeant Shriver to serve as special assistant to the President in the organization and administration of the War on Poverty, which I announced in my State of the Union message. Mr. Shriver will continue to serve as director of the Peace Corps. He will begin immediately to study the formulation and execution of the concentrated assault on the causes and cures of poverty in the United States. I intend to appoint a cabinet-level committee to work with Mr. Shriver in this study and in the execution of the program. This cabinet will consist of the Attorney General, Secretaries of ATW.
The cabinet level committee to work in the execution of it?
Yes, in the formulation and execution of it. Well, he agrees with you. You cannot run anything by committee.
One thing I fought Martin to do was to get so I could run my own thing. I've not got one boss, I've got eight.
No, just the other way around. You'll have eight employees. I consider him eminently qualified for this additional assignment. As executive director of the Joseph P. Kennedy Foundation, as president of the Chicago School Board, as a successful businessman, and as organizer and director of the Peace Corps, he has demonstrated outstanding qualities of leadership. And Sarge, it is complimentary, and I tell you, the best analogy I can use is that if General Grant had been able to get to George Custer at Little Bighorn before the Indians got there, George Custer might have lived a long and fruitful life. And I think you can be fortunate that the President got to Little Bighorn before other people got there, including the Indians. There was considerable pressure ever since the President expressed his admiration and fondness for you and his desire to use you in responsible positions in the government. There's been considerable opposition growing from within the government hierarchy. Now, this is not outside the government. Yes. Yes.
For what?
Any imminent use in public life, poverty or anything.
Well, that's interesting. Tell me about that.
Well, ever since the President first expressed his interest in you, there has been considerable efforts to say, well, Sarge hasn't really had any experience. He hasn't really run anything except the Peace Corps, which only has 659 people paid employees. He hasn't really handled the Washington bureaucracy. Sure, it was easy to sell the program on the Hill because it was like selling mother and God and sex. They think of you largely as a public relations man. Some of these people, now I'm not saying this is widespread, but it is prevalent among some people who have opportunities to have been the ear of the President. And as he himself thought of you in terms of this particular assignment and began to discuss it with a person here and a person there, it was obvious that there was opposition and that this was beginning to be organized and that there were people from within the hierarchy, should I say, who would like to shoot it down. And a day or two more might have just given them the chance to do that. So, you know his sense of timing, yeah. His instincts, his knowledge of these kinds of situations. I feel the right thing was right about it.
Well, tell me, what is your analysis? What I'd like to do sometime, as I was trying to tell him on the phone, I'd really like to talk to him and find out what the hell where I stand on all this stuff.
Yeah, well, I know he...
I don't want to go screwing around, I've got to earn some money and
right.
I think I don't, just want to go screwing around doing one job after another in Washington.
I agree.
I don't have that need,
I agree.
I'd like to know where the hell I'm going. I mean, you talk about what would have been great if I was Secretary of ATW, or then, we talk about on this vice president thing. I don't know whether I may be out to go out and run in the Illinois for governor. I'll tell you this, I talked to some bigos out there, and the ticket's going to be in tough shape in Illinois.
Right.
Percy in there now, it's really worse.
Do the Republicans out there think Percy will win?
Well, no. I mean, Percy's going to have a hell of a lot better chance against Turner than Carpentier ever was going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And this means that Illinois is in bad shape.
Well, I'm sure, Sergeant, he'll want to talk to you about those things. Just a minute, let me see if he...
You don't even have a time to find out whether the hell you'd like
right.
to go out there and do something.
Right. Hold on just a minute, would you?
Sure. Sarge?
Yeah?
I couldn't talk to you freely.
Oh, excuse me.
Mr. Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I had the Secretary of State and everybody, 15 in the room, peppering me with questions.
Sure.
Now, I don't want to make you feel bad because you're too successful and I'm too proud of you to ever pour cold water on it. But up to 1 minute before I appeared, I was meeting violent protest to naming you. Now, I couldn't let that grow and continue.
Yeah.
I've had other folks recommended and other people pressed, and when I came in, after I talked to you this morning, I got another recommendation immediately that had to go to a fellow in HEW. And they come from about as powerful people as we have in this government.
Yeah.
Now, they all think it's terrible to have the Peace Corps and this together. They all think that you're a wonderful man, but... And when you get down to saying election, why, one of them said this morning, he's never had anything to do with anything like this. I said, well, he had all the businessmen in the campaign that I know about and had the small business committee for Kennedy. I participated in it, and I thought that he brought the best men into the government. I know he's brought the best in the Peace Corps. He stole some of them from me. And that's what we've got to have in this thing. We've got to have somebody that people respect and can attract people and good people will follow and all those things. They say, well, that's a public relations expert. He's the best. But I think as an administrator and as a candidate that you have great potentialities and that you have demonstrated them. And what I'm trying to do is not put myself in position to wait until Monday when I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get some requests that I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't wait for those requests because waiting 2 hours got me some hell of a pressure that make people mad and probably give me some resignation because I just had to ride roughshod over them. But I couldn't tell you that when some of them were sitting there.
Well, some of the people who were protesting were right
there. Well, some of the people that just 1 minute before you called me, one of them saying this just can't go with my little announcement. And I was talking in their presence.
I see.
And I was trying to be as gentle as I could with you and let's go along on what we did this morning.
Yeah.
Without emphasizing all that.
Yeah.
So now don't go trying to figure out who it is because it's nothing to worry about. It's done. The decision's made. The water's behind us. Now, you do whatever you need to do with your Peace Corps and whatever you need to do with poverty, and let's get this advisory group together, and then let's figure out how we're going to get this money through and get you the brains of this government, and I'll support you all the way to the hilt. And you can truthfully say I didn't ask for it. I said I didn't want it. He urged me to do it because he was so impressed with the type of quality of employees we brought in. To the Peace Corps, and I couldn't help it because he visited all of our camps and went around to all of our conferences and things like that. So I just can't be blamed. I don't seek the damn job, don't want it, but I'm going to do the best I can when the Commander-in-Chief tells me that he's got to have me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the attitude I'd take if I were you and just go to hell with everybody.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you and Bill Moyer and Adam Yarmolinsky and anybody that you can think of has got any brains around town, try to take this thing, and we'll get this Galbraith message back, and then you sit down with Walter Heller and Kermit Gordon and the rest of them, and we'll go with the ball. But if I'd have waited till Monday, we wouldn't have had this. And this is the best thing this administration's done. I've got more comments, more popularity on the poverty thing than anything else, but they'll defeat it and kill it if we let them do it.
Is the Defense Department, you mentioned Adam Yarmolinsky, has he been working on this?
No. No, not at all, except he just came over here with some announcements today.
Oh, I see.
And they were so damn good that he got some brains. I'm just talking about anybody that's got brains that you can pick.
Yeah, well, he's good, yeah. That's
part McNamara's got more brains than anybody I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And you picked him, didn't you?
That's right. He's got a load.
Well, I wouldn't want to be president if he weren't here.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. You can have the damn job tomorrow. And we got a few of them that we can rely on that way, Sarge.
Yeah.
So you just quit worrying about the little personal items and just take the position that you didn't apply for a goddamn thing. You haven't asked for anything. You have courted no favor. Nobody's promoted you with me. But I've been at your projects. I've seen your people. I've associated with them. I've gone to your camps. President Kennedy asked me to look into the Peace Corps and see how it ought to be operated. And he gave me the assignment, and that got me interested in it. And now you're the victim of it.
Okay, well, I felt very badly about things seeming to be sort of different.
Well, you didn't understand what was happening. I had a man sitting right by my side who was just saying that I must not do this.
Yeah. I've never taken on anything where I didn't do it well, and I didn't want to get into a situation where I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And then blow it and cause some difficulty for you.
You're just beginning to move, my friend. Now come on and let's do it and let's quit worrying about what headaches we're going to have. We're going to have a lot of them. We're going to have a lot of hell and a lot of problems.
You've got plenty.
You're going to do this all right. And if it can be done, you do it. If it can't, well, we'll find something else for you to do.
Yeah.
And make a hero out of you for failing. That's the kind of team we play on.
Okay. Thank you for taking the trouble to talk.
But don't quote me. I just had to tell you the reason I was so obstinate. I would gladly give you 2 weeks if you wanted it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it with the people that sit at my elbow.
Yes. Okay. So thank you very much.
And I would have had more that they would have generated.
Yes.
Because this is a popular enough thing that they had some candidates.
Yes, I see.
And I disagreed with them a time or two before. But
who were they proposing?
Well, Buffalay Jones was the last one. Attorney General was the first one. They've had all different groups. The Secretary of Labor is one. Secretary of Health, Education, Welfare is another one.
You mean to do this thing?
Yes. And very confidentially, if you were Secretary of Health, Education, Welfare, we might do it that way.
Yeah.
A lot depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So all I could do is act with what I had, and I did it, and I did it with the best intentions, and I think the best judgment. And I think you would have done the identical thing if you'd have been here, and I'd have been in your place, and you'd have been in mine.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get the job done.
Well, the only thing, fine.
I had to be as adamant.
You have a chance sometime to talk.
You have a chance anytime you want
to.
Anytime you want to. You can come tomorrow if you want to. Whenever you get where you're full enough of it to let it flow out, you just come on and we'll. I got a fellow named Moyer here who handles some of my business, and he has a talking acquaintance with you, so you just tell him you're on your way and he'll work it out for us to meet at the dark alley somewhere.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Bye.